Thank you and good afternoon all. Today I'm presenting agronomic management practices for context and sunflower production in the Bighorn Basin in Wyoming. I did this experiment at University of Wyoming, but currently I am a PhD student at the University of Minnesota doing my PhD in agronomy. Before going into the experiment first, I would like to give a brief description about the context and sunflower and oilseed sunflower. As you can see in this picture, oilseed sunflowers are smaller in size, shiny black in color, and as the name implies, it's rich in oil content from 35 to 50%, whereas context and sunflower are larger in seed size, white and black strip, and it's mainly used for bakery and snacks. In last 10 years, there has been growing interest in growing context and sunflower in Wyoming, especially in the Bighorn Basin that is located in the northwestern part of the Wyoming. And as you might know, the Wyoming is the fifth driest state in the US, and the drought is a constant threat there. And Bighorn Basin region is one of the driest places in Wyoming, only receiving around 150 to 178 millimeter of rainfall. So irrigation is an important input in crop production. And previous studies at Powell Research and Extension Center of the University of Wyoming has shown the yield reduction of up to 70%, almost 70% in total yield under rain fed as compared to irrigated system. But there has been growing interest in limited irrigation approaches because the accessibility and sustainability water water issues are overriding concern these days. So agriculture these days are more focused on conserving water. One of the approaches is deficit irrigation practices. And sunflower is a potential crop to grow in deficit irrigation condition because it has faster growing, deep, extensive taproot system which can extract water from deeper soil layers and can accept drought for water limited conditions. And studies have also shown the yield is not always proportional to water use. So it makes sunflower very potential crop to grow under limited irrigation condition. In addition to water, other challenges are weather-related events like frost, because in Wyoming, frost can happen as early as mid of September to as late as mid of May, so we have very short growing season there. So it makes planting date an important factor because both early planting and late planting can damage the crop through frost damage. So in this experiment, I tried to focus on limited irrigation practice and planting date for a sustainable production of context and sunflower in Bighorn Basin region of Wyoming. These are the objectives of my experiment. My first objective, to determine the optimum planting period and to determine the earliest growth stage when you can stop irrigation. My second objective, to identify the relative importance of the yield components in final yield of context and sunflower in regard to different planting dates. And my third objective, to determine if limited irrigation practice is a profitable approach for context and sunflower production. I conducted this experiment in a furrow irrigation system. As you can see in that picture, some furrows there. The generator I used is from the Sonopta company. I used 56 centimeter row spacing. I conducted this experiment at two different sites, one at the research station, Powell Research and Extension Center, during 2012, 13, and 14 growing season. And I also conducted this one farm trial at the producer fields located near the region. At the research station, I conducted this experiment in randomly ran RCBD in a split plot arrangement. The main plot factor was planting date, and irrigation was the split plot factor and years as the block. And from May to June, these are the different planting dates in 2012, 13, and 14. And the irrigation treatments were withhold irrigation at R5.5, R6, and R7 stage. I'll describe in my next slide. And for the convenience of the data analysis, I categorized those planting dates into three different categories: early May from May 1 to 15, and late May, May 16 to 31st, and early June from June 1st to 15. These are the different growth stages I would withhold irrigation. R5.5, it means the when 50% of the flowers completed its flowering, the disc flowers completed flowering. R6 stage is complete flowering, And R7 stage when the back of the inflorescence starts to change its color from green to yellow. And these were the same irrigation treatments that the producers fish as well. And it seeding rates was slightly different at on stage and on farm trial. At on stage it was just a little bit higher. These are the results from my on station study. As you can see here, the planting date is causing significant differences in total yield, large seed yield. Large seed yield means the yield that is left after screening at 8 millimeter round hole seed. Because in confection sunflower, the larger the seed, the better the market and it fetches the higher price. Here, planting date is causing significant differences in yield and yield components, whereas I didn't find any effect of irrigation, significant effect of irrigation on yield and yield components. And the one interaction effect of planting date and irrigation was observed in 1,000 seed weight. These are the results of yield and yield components at different planting dates. The early May planting date, it significantly reduced yield and yield components, whereas the difference between the late May and early June plantings were comparable. There were not much differences. And this is the result from the interaction effect. Here we can see we can slightly increase the weight of 1,000 seed weight by continuing irrigation till later growth stages, whereas in case of late May and early June plantings, continuing irrigation till later growth stage, it doesn't have any significant effect on the 1,000 seed weight. This is the relationship between the relative yield and the planting date. I expressed that into day of year and relative yield. Relative yield refers to the yield divided by the maximum yield in a particular year. So it's from 0 to 1. And I obtained this curvilinear response, and both total yield and large seed yield was highest during around 150th day of a year, corresponding to the last week of May. So I found the last week of May is a suitable planting period for confection sunflower in the Bighorn Basin region of Wyoming. These are the results from path coefficient analysis. Actually, first I conducted correlation and then later partitioned that correlation into path coefficient analysis in order to find out what's the most important component in yield that is significantly contributing to the total yield. And here I found head diameter, that's the direct effect is 0.67 into the yield. The correlation is 0.87, and followed by the seed count per head 0.24, and then 1,000 seed weight. It means the effect of head diameter is highest in total yield, and the 1,000 seed weight, it has very low effect on total yield, although the correlation between 1,000 seed weight and yield was 0.77. This is the graphical visual representation of that table here, showing the head diameter is the most important component contributing to the yield, followed by seeds per head and then 1,000 seed weight. These are the results from my economic analysis. Here, regardless of the irrigation treatments, the lowest revenue was from the early May planting dates, whereas the highest income was from the late May R5.5 treatment, because there was no any significant differences in yield in irrigation treatment. So the late May R5.5 gave the highest income, as indicated by the gap between the gross revenue and total variable cost. And as you can see here, the total variable cost is almost parallel to x-axis. It means that the proportion of water cost in total variable cost is very less. It means the water cost is the proportion of water cost is very low. And these are the results from on-farm trial. I obtained very different results at producer field, where the yield was drastically decreased like withholding irrigation at earlier growth stage. At R5.5 stage, it gave the lowest yield, whereas the highest yield was from the R7, and similar was the response from the yield components. And I'm assuming it's because of the difference in soil type, because the soil at the research station was clay loam, which can store 210 millimeter of water per meter of soil profile, whereas at the on-farm trial, on-farm producer fields, the soil type was coarse loamy soil, which can store around 130 to 140 millimeter of water per meter of soil profile. So it's because of that water holding capacity of the soil, I assume it's showing this difference in yield response. And these are the economic results from on-farm and on-station. Here at the on-station, because of the small scale of production, and due to the high labor cost, the production was very high. So it didn't truly represent the production cost at the producer's level. So here I just use the yield response from the on-station, but I use the production cost from the producer's field. Here at the on-farm, the highest income is from the R7 irrigation treatment, whereas at the on-station, the highest income is from R6. Because although there was no significant difference in total yield and R6 yield, but stubbing irrigation at R5.5, it slightly decreased the R6 yield. So there's difference in the income. So highest income was from the R6 treatment at the on-station and from R7 at the on-farm. So in conclusions, irrigation may be terminated as early as R5.5 stage on clay loam soil without significant yield reduction. So it can save up to two irrigation events, because farmers they irrigate, normally irrigate till R7 to R or R8 stage. So we can save up to two irrigation events. However, the maximum profit was obtained when irrigated until R6 stage, and it might be different at different stages, because the cost of water was relatively cheaper in Wyoming, but it might be different in other states. And in fields with higher proportion of poor soil, we might need to irrigate until R7 stage. And I found the last week of May is the best planting period for confections on flower production. And I found planting date an important factor to affect the yield of confection sunflower by significantly causing variations in head diameter and seed number per head. With that, I would like to thank Dr. Axel Garcia, Dr. James Hethold, and Dr. Christy Hansen, and University of Wyoming Agriculture Experiment Station and the Beehorn Wind River Community Grant Program for funding this research. Thank you.
We have time for a question, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your thoughts on your hard analysis. How do you think we can use that information?
Yeah, it's a very good question. The one important thing to mention is I only tested only one genotype, actually. We might have a strong position to say that for different planting dates, head diameter and seeds per head are the important components affecting yield if we have tested different genotypes and a different environment. But I only tested only one genotype, but I have some physiological studies showing that head diameter and seeds per head are actually contributing more in total seed yield. And the importance of this analysis is that if a breeder wants to develop a genotype which show little effect of different planting dates, then it should more focus on head diameter that can maintain its head diameter with different planting dates and seeds per head. So these are the two major components that the breeders should focus on while developing a genotype for different planting dates. So that's the importance of this analysis.
Let's give him another hand.